Unit 11, Text A. The Great American Garage Sale. Not long ago, Charles Erickson and his family decided to do some spring house cleaning. Sorting through their possessions, they came up with some 1,500 old unwanted items. All sorts of things they wanted to get rid of. The Ericksons decided to do what a lot of other Americans are doing these days. Have a garage sale. They posted homemade signs throughout the neighborhood. Ran an advertisement in the local newspaper. Then set out the unwanted objects on the front yard of their home in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and waited to see if anyone would come. The Ericksons needn't have worried. Eager buyers bought all but 50 of the items in one weekend, leaving the family $442 richer. Garage sale, yard sale, basement sale. Whatever they're called and wherever they're held, Americans are having them in ever-increasing numbers. The variety of things put up for sale is really wonderful. Dishes, books, used clothing, tools, tires, empty bottles, bicycles, furniture. A man in Atlanta, Georgia, even sold a full-size replica of a 1931 Ford. You wouldn't believe the stuff people will buy, says Mrs. Jerry McNeely of Houston, Texas, who has held two garage sales with friends. On the other hand, you wouldn't believe some of the things people will put out to sell. Why would Americans want to shop by searching among someone else's cast-offs? Rising living costs are considered by almost everyone as a reason both for holding sales and for attending them. The seller makes a little extra money, and the buyer saves quite a lot, since garage sale items usually are priced at a very small part of their original cost. But beyond that, they're fun. Garage sales have become suburban social events, drawing people of all ages. Neighbors enjoy meeting new people, and some families even serve drinks and cakes. One psychologist suggests that people are fed up with the computerization of their lives. They may be searching for their roots. Many of the young buyers say they are turned off by the poor quality of modern goods and are looking for remnants of a stronger and firmer era, when things were built to last. Some people have made garage sales shopping into a hobby. They spend their weekends going from sale to sale, hoping to run across a real treasure, says one longtime weekend bargain hunter in the back of your mind, you have the hope of finding some fabulous painting stored away somewhere, or something else of great value for a bargain price. Diana McClellan, a reporter for the Washington Star News, wrote, "The garage sale is like the quality of mercy. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. It separates clothes, toys, pots, cups, forks and knives from their reluctant owners and places them in loving new homes." How long will all this enthusiasm continue? Says one recent seller, "Someday, the people who are buying are bound to be faced with the same problem we had, getting rid of this stuff."
Text B. American stores. In the United States, you will find yourself being urged from every page of every newspaper and on practically every television station to buy all kinds of goods that you are actually quite happy without. Not only is there a wide range of prices for goods in America, there is also a wide range in the quality of goods offered for sale. Unlike some countries, Americans generally pay the price of a product without question, instead of trying to get a lower price by bargaining. However, there are many sales in the United States, during which time stores will lower their normal prices. This may all be very confusing to the visitor. Which is the best product to buy out of hundreds to choose from? How are you going to know how to get your money's worth when you shop? Perhaps the best advice is, don't hurry. Visit various stores and determine the quality of goods. Examine them carefully. Read the advertisements so that you can compare prices. Explore and examine before you buy. There is a great variety of shops in the United States, ranging from very large stores called department stores, offering clothing, furniture, household goods, as well as many other goods, to very small shops that specialize in just one kind of product. There are discount houses, offering goods at low prices, and dime stores, specializing in a wide range of inexpensive items. Most department stores in large cities carry average to better quality products at average to higher prices. However, they offer the shopper great convenience since they contain such a wide variety of products. If convenience isn't as important to you as price, you may want to shop in some of the discount houses. These stores have nearly as great a variety of goods as department stores, but offer lower prices. They can do so for several reasons. They don't offer the same services to buyers that department stores do. There may be fewer salespeople, and the store probably does not deliver purchases. There are many small shops in America, as there are everywhere, that offer a more limited quantity of products. Usually run by a small number of salespeople, These shops offer products that range from inexpensive to very expensive, depending on the shop. You are likely to receive more attention from the salespeople in small shops than in department stores. Another popular shop is the dime store, sometimes referred to as the 5 and 10. No longer selling many things for 5 or 10 cents, these stores got their name in the last century, when it was decided that a small profit on a great quantity of goods would be better than a large profit on fewer sales. Dime stores specialize in a wide variety of inexpensive items, and today, prices range from a quarter or 50 cents up to several dollars. If you need a small item and don't want to spend very much, the dime store is likely to have just what you're looking for. The United States is also known for its supermarkets, where huge quantities of all kinds of food and household articles are sold. These stores offer good quality food at lower prices than smaller food stores. The vast majority of Americans do all their food shopping in supermarkets. One of the most interesting sections to visit is the frozen food section. With discoveries and methods to preserve food, almost every kind of food can be frozen and yet keep its original flavor. Since frozen foods require so little time to cook, they have naturally become very popular everywhere in the country.